Hey there, I'm Matt Tommy, and over the last 10 years, I've helped thousands of Christian artists all over the world start thriving spiritually, artistically, and in the marketplace, while at the same time building my own super successful art business. If you're ready to bust through the roadblocks that have held you back for years, create the work you love, and really live the life you know God created you to live in His kingdom, then you're in the right place, my friend. Now, with over 500,000 downloads, you're listening to the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. Well, hey there, my friend. I'm so glad that you're with me on the podcast today. You know, I love it when God surprises us. And He's always doing that, isn't He? I love it when we think we're about one thing, we think we're going in a certain direction, and all of a sudden the Lord says, yeah, this is awesome, but also I've got this other thing that's really so much more than you could ever ask or imagine. I'm going to bring this into your life as well. And that is the story of a good friend of mine, Philip Ortiz. Philip is a part of our Created to Thrive Artist Mentoring Program, and I've had the great pleasure of getting to know him over the last couple of years. He's actually part of our Mastery Program now, which is our upper-level program, and man, what a story Philip's got. He's loves Jesus with all his heart, is prophetic, is such an encourager of people. He's a fabulous graphic designer and illustrator, and the Lord just has taken him on an incredible journey over the last couple of years of realigning his heart to the truth of the kingdom. And as he's done that, his business has absolutely exploded. It's been an incredible journey to watch. And you're going to learn all about Philip and that story of transformation today here on the podcast. Now, before I get into that, I want to give a big shout out to one of my 5-star podcast listeners, Where Water Glows. I love this one, this review on Apple Podcasts. It says, I've been listening to this podcast for almost 2 years. It's such a wonderful, healing, positive outlook on the kingdom. I'm so grateful for Matt and him sharing his love for raising up an army of artists. I found my creativity again and learned to create with the Lord instead of for Him or even myself or others. I've let go of limiting beliefs and my mindset has shifted in an incredible way. Walking with the Holy Spirit has been such a journey. Thank you, Matt, for your insight and heart for others. Well, thank you so much for that. That really, really means a lot. And I was just saying, in fact, to Philip during this interview that we're about to put on today, you know, people often ask me what we do inside the mentoring program. And I say, you know what? It's pretty simple. We point people to Jesus. We help them get their heart healed up. We help them get their mind and thinking aligned with the truth of the kingdom. And then we walk with them to show them all the practical things that you need to do to be filled and skilled, to grow in maturity as an artist and as an entrepreneur so that you can really do the thing that God's called you to do. And I tell you what, guys, over these last 4 years, it's been the most incredible journey that I've ever been on to see the things that God's been working in my life over the last 25 years now get replicated and amplified in the lives of countless thousands of other artists all over the world. It's just been really phenomenal. And I want to give you that opportunity as well. You know, we open our mentoring program twice a year in January and in September. And this is one of those times. We've actually got an incredible free masterclass going on that started on September 22nd. It's called Artists Rise Up. It's absolutely free. It's an opportunity for you to connect with artists all over the world inside of a free Facebook group that we put together for a few weeks. I'll be teaching in there 5 times, answering your questions live, and helping you to understand really practical things like, why is God raising up an army of artists? What are some of the biggest roadblocks that Christian artists face, and how do you get over them? How do you accelerate and sustain breakthrough in your life so that you're not on this roller coaster, but you're actually going from glory to glory in everything that God's got for you? And then how do you start taking practical steps day by day right now to start thriving as an artist? We'll be talking about all that and a whole lot more inside the masterclass. So please be sure to click the link that's below here in the show notes. You can get all the information, get into the Facebook group, and I look forward to seeing you in there, hearing your story, seeing some of your work, and hopefully connecting with you further inside the mentoring program. All right. And listen, just because we already started the masterclass back on the 22nd, don't think that, oh man, I missed it. It's too late. Listen, not at all. We've got replays. You can jump in. You can connect with everybody. You can be exactly where God wants you to be, even if you're just hearing about this. So please, like I said, jump in. You're going to really, really love it. Well, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today. You're going to love Philip by the time you get through this interview. And of course, you can click on his website and all the information below here as well. Plus, a really great video that we just did. We sent a videographer out to Philip's studio, and you get to see him tell his story in his own environment there too. It's really, really awesome. So today is Philip Day. You're going to love it. And enjoy the podcast. And I'll see you on the other side, hopefully, inside the Artist Rise Up Masterclass. All right, bye. Hey, my friends, I'm so glad that you're with me on the podcast today. Listen, you are going to love my guest because I love him. He's an awesome guy, Philip Ortiz from out in the Midwest. Philip, my friend, what are you doing, man? I'm glad you're here.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing good. I'm in the Midwest. I'm outside of Kansas City, but I'm true blue New Mexican. So
we won't tell anybody.
Midwest, right? West, it's okay. I have both places. So, yeah.
Well, listen, I'm so glad that you're on today because we're taking this whole month talking about transformation stories. Most people know in January and September, we opened the mentoring program. We're giving people an opportunity to come in. And I've just so enjoyed getting to know you over the last few years, your story of what God's done in your life. You're now in the mastery program with us, which is the next step above the mentoring program. And just so cool to see all the things that God's doing in your life. The thing I love most about you, two things. Number one, your energy. Well, three things. Your energy is so incredible. Number two, you're uber prophetic, and the Lord uses you to speak into people's lives in the community all the time, which is so cool. Number three, you tell it like it is. And I'm gonna intro you by this. We sent a video team out to your house and to do a transformation video, and it starts with, I thought Matt Tommy was clickbait when I first saw him online. And I love that because it was like, Philip's just going to tell it like it is. I love that. So bring me into the story of kind of who you are and what you, for people that don't know who you are and that sort of thing. You've been an incredible graphic designer, illustrator, owned your own business for a while, but you're in a place of trying to figure out what was next. So roll back the tape a little bit and let's kind of let everybody know how we met and all that.
Awesome. Yeah. So I'm a graphic designer, an illustrator, and a fine artist. I've had my own business now for a while. I don't remember exactly how long, over 15 years, we'll put it that way. but full-time in outside of Kansas City for about 8 years. And so I did. When I was at a spot where I was working for myself, just alone. I had good clients. I had some good stuff, but I hit this financial ceiling where it was like I was barely making it. So my wife and I, we actually just celebrated our 7th year anniversary. I got 4 kids. And so we have a lot to pay for. And yeah. I was just hitting this spot where I was like, I can't seem to get over this hump. I don't know what to do. I feel stuck. Also, had a lot of disappointment just in being able to pursue art prophetically, things that the passions that God had put inside my heart. And so I, towards the end, about 2 years ago, towards the end of the year, I was just really depressed, wanted to give up, and I was trying to get help. And I actually told my wife, I said, I need help. I need somebody who actually understands artists. I meet with people, I've met with pastors, they're awesome, but they just don't get the art world. And so I said that to her. I didn't make an announcement or anything to anybody. And then I found that your program, a friend sent me your name, mostly because they wanted one of your baskets. I think they were hoping I would make baskets. And I
you
did.
You totally switch gears, right? Start growing cuts.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm going to just make baskets. So I was like, no, but I listened to a couple of things that you said, and I said, well, he's got this free group, so I'll check it out. But the things that you were saying sounded too good to be true, just to be honest. So I did. I was like, I think this is clickbait, but hey, I don't know where else to go, so I'll watch this guy, see what happens.
What were some of the things you thought were too good to be true?
Just like the whole idea of be a thriving Christian artist, like that dream in your heart can actually happen. You can start making money right away. And granted, I was making money, but as a graphic designer, but not enough. And I've been around. I've had prints made. I've done a few shows. I tried all the stuff, and I was like, it doesn't work. I don't know what the deal is. Something's wrong with me was essentially really the conclusion that I was came to.
Wow.
But when I stumbled across the program at that point, I was like, this it had a cost, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I gotta, you know, sell everything to be a part of this program. I was like, I can afford this. So if it turns out to not be true, okay, I'm out, you know, a few hundred bucks or whatever it was at the time. And I was like, I'm gonna try it. So I dove in, logged in. And then when I logged into the back, I just saw these 200 videos, you know, and all of a sudden I'm in this group and there's artists and there's people. And then there's Matt, and Matt is like always happy. And like, literally, I think for the first month I was waiting, like I was trying to find an error in what you were saying. Like not because I wanted to prove you wrong, but because my own jadedness and disappointment was right there in my face. And so I'm also a professional. I understand marketing to a degree, graphic design to a degree. So I'm like, I just need to get in here and find what I need. I'm going to get out. And so luckily, I think you kind of made it where you have to watch certain videos before you can unlock the rest, right? So I started watching those and I got into the heart modules and they just completely, I mean, they wrecked me. Because I mean, I've been a Christian a long time, but it just put this emphasis on who I am already in Christ, that he delights in me, that he has good things for me, that all these promises, it was like a reawakening of all of these promises. And then the Lord began to speak to me about that and was saying, basically, I heard this thing and he said, I'm going to restore the gold in your life. And, as I was doing these heart modules, printing off those affirmations, like it wasn't necessarily repentance as much as it was like, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know that God would delight in me, that he wanted to partner with me, that I could actually stop and hear him and then work in that space. I had experienced it before, but I thought it was just me being prophetic and not like a normal, right? Like it was kind of like when God shows up, that's cool, but this isn't normal. And normal is I just need to hustle. I need to work harder if I'm not putting in more hours. And so
the work side was over here, the God side was over here, right? I mean, that's
exactly. And art was somewhere in the middle, and so it was angering.
Yeah.
Well, so what starts to happen? I'm just praying through this stuff. I'm not really doing anything different except praying through this stuff, and my business starts to increase. I start getting random calls from people, like clients. And in that same week, I had three clients call me and they said, hey, we want to refer you to somebody else, but you need to raise your price. You're too cheap. Like raise your price 30, 40%. This is on the graphic design side. And so I say, okay, I get the hint. I raise my price. And then I get these referrals for these clients that are bigger than I had ever had before. And what was interesting is for that first half of the year, every client I got wanted to use gold in their branding colors, like specifically, we want gold in our branding colors. And so I just went with it. And it was a really crazy circumstance. My brother, who's my financial advisor, called me and he said, hey, I think you need to move these investments that you have. They weren't doing anything. Wasn't very much. He said, I think you need to move them to gold. He calls me and he says this, the same within those same 2 weeks. I'm like, sweet, I'll take gold. Let's do it. And so this growth starts to happen. Now, granted, it's not where I wanted it. I wanted to be painting. Instead, it's just graphic design. But what I start to see happen is all these little prayers that I had made over the years. God, I'd love to do a project like this. It would be really cool to do children's book illustration on a bigger level. It would be really cool to do this kind of branding or to work for this kind of client. I remember those things and they started to happen all on their own. Like these seeds of prayer or desire started to come forth.
Right.
And then I start really hearing the Lord again on these bigger art projects as well. And so what happens is I have, by the end of the year, I have I think at the end of the year was a 40% increase in my business, doing nothing different, but going and getting these affirmations from the Lord and waiting and trying to hear his voice about what he thinks about me and my art. So
is it starting to click in your mind at this point? Or you're like,
oh yeah.
Because it almost, I mean, for some people, it's like, oh, well, God's just blessing me, or God's in a good mood. But it's like, no, you made a shift, right?
To
start intentionally aligning with the way the kingdom works, right?
Exactly. And that was exactly it. So what was happening is there was, it's kind of funny. In a way, I traded anxieties, and I'll talk about that later. But I started to see who I was and go from that spot. And so, but what happened is I said, I'm a person who, when I hear something, I really want to have ownership of it before I just say it's a part of me. And right. So you had made this phrase, you're talking about harvesting from a place of revelation. Mm-hmm. And I share that. I think I share that in the video talking about Peter and how Peter was a fisherman. He was a professional, but he went out all night. He couldn't catch fish, but then he gets a word from the Lord. He's doing the same thing he's already done, and he has this miraculous catch.
Yeah.
And that was what happened. So I took ownership. I get this word from the Lord. He doesn't say, I want you to do something different, which is what most people think. I need a different.
Right.
But it was that I actually needed the revelation from God in what I'm already doing. And so when I got that, it started to grow. But it grew so fast that now I was like Peter at the end of that year going, my boat's going to sink. So
too much abundance.
Yeah, it stressed me because I still got to do all the work, right? So I'm like, sweet, I landed a project 3 to 4 times the size of anything I'd ever had before, but now I got to do it. So, but that in of itself would test this identity thing of, okay, mm-hmm. I got to now go back. What are you saying about this project? And so it formed a position in my heart to ask the Lord, what do you think, you know, about this project? But it also just gave me this crazy thing of like, he is so involved in wanting to give revelation, to bring peace. And so in that, I had developed a little bit of an anxiety with all of the work, but it was because my boat was so full. And mm-hmm. so then it was kind of I need help. I need more help now. Yeah. Now I have this blessing. What do I need? And so there was kind of this reality, and you've pointed it out to me several times that I needed community. Mm. You know, we had a phone call once. He said, man, you can't create in a vacuum, you know? And so that was another really tender spot, was having community. And it's been hard in COVID.
Sure.
To have community. We were just about to start forming some of the local human interaction when COVID hit, so we put that on hold within the Thriving Christian Artist Program. But just having other artists, being able to meet monthly, you know, and then being in the mastery program now, and actually kind of long term with a few artists, to just have conversation and know that there's artists I can talk to, has really helped me to grow. You know, I'm starting to look at things differently. I've gotten some other help. You know, this idea of offloading to get help. So, you know, I hired my first contract employee. And so he's doing work for me, and just the growth process within the program, those nuggets of truth of hey, figure this out. Do you need to hire somebody to do it? And so everything started connecting. And so this last year actually has been another growth year. For me, in the midst of COVID, it's been the best business year of my last 5-6 years. Well, I mean, really of my life right now. I have to, you know, it's a growth process. I actually don't want to grow too fast because of the nature of what I do.
Yeah.
You know, but God has continued to do it. So even at the beginning of this year, I had this desire to get into apparel, making patches. And I had a friend call me out of the blue, said, hey, I have this project I want to do. We're making these patches for these hats. You want to be the illustrator of the project? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. So if I could say one thing, is this: God, when you like let your dreams have root, like when you actually risk them and give them to him, he's so delighted to bless them, to make them grow.
Give you the desires of your heart. That's
exactly
what he said, right?
Yeah. Exactly. But we're so worried that even wanting a good thing is like sin, or we have a belief that God doesn't have enough.
Right.
And you see that a lot. Somebody says, how can you justify being so blessed when there's someone over here who's starving?
Right.
And I just say, hey, God doesn't have to withhold helping the starving person in order to bless me.
That's right.
Because he's got more than enough.
Right.
And so he can do both simultaneously.
That's right.
And perhaps by blessing me, I can then come and help this person who is starving.
Absolutely.
You know, and so there's a principle there that I never knew until I actually joined the program, of understanding, like, creating from kingdom and creating from provision. And I heard this phrase years ago, and it said that God gives provision for vision.
Yeah.
And it was, and that's just, I think what I've experienced in the program is just helping me realign with what God has put in my heart in the first place and deciding it's okay. And because he put it there, he believes in me enough to know I can do it.
Mm.
But it's at his pace, his timing. It's not at the world's timing. It's not in the world's pressure. It's not in the world's system. And so it feels crazy to sit before the Lord and ask him what to do, but it works every time. And then when I don't, I kind of go back into hustle.
Right.
And I'm over here frustrated and angry and wondering what's going on, you know, and then it takes this pause button to say, hey, go back to what your identity is. So it's been a really amazing, I think this is I'm at 2.5 years in the program.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched all the videos or gone through the modules because I'm going slow.
Yeah.
It's not about blazing through if you can blaze through the program, that's amazing.
Right.
But I think it's about taking it and eating it, for lack of better words, until it becomes a part of you.
Mm.
And we live in a world that there are a million ways to do something, and everybody has the right way.
Right.
And the heart modules, even if you took everything else out of the program, those heart modules are such a life-changing thing. I can't speak highly.
Well, that was the shift in my heart. I mean, I think I was, I mean, same as you, had business dreams and was fairly successful at what I was doing, but it was all in my own strength. And when the Lord revolutionized my heart, all of a sudden, I call it, you know, I've said double doors of favor. That's kind of like, it was all of us. And I couldn't make sense of it initially. I was like, why is my whole life, I've been trying to get all this to happen. And now I go lay on the floor for 6 weeks, get kind of a reboot in my heart of who I am. And now all this stuff starts working. Like, it was literally just like you walked into a new reality. But the more I became a student of the kingdom, the more I realized that. And I think people ask me often, you know, what do you do? What is the mentoring program? You know, is it marketing or whatever? And I'm like, listen, we point people to Jesus. We help you get your heart healed up. And then we walk together in this thing. And yeah, we show you the practical stuff of marketing and how you grow your business and all that kind of thing. But essentially the core is point you to Jesus, get your heart healed, and teach you how to listen to God's voice, and then start walking in the practical things of being an artist. And it's just amazing, Philip. I mean, we hear that, you know, we hear these stories over and over and over and over again of, you know, I got my heart healed. I got my mind out of that stinking thinking. And then all of a sudden, supernaturally, you know, people just start calling. Patch companies start calling.
And, exactly.
You know, all this stuff starts calling.
I mean, it's so much. It is so much. It's ridiculous. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Even to say, like, in the midst of COVID, like, I'm preparing in my heart to go, I don't know what's going to happen. And it's just doors keep opening.
Right. Right.
Doors keep opening in the midst of it. And it's not, what's amazing is it's not because of me, because I'm so great. Now he thinks I'm great. And I know that now, you know, but it's because of him.
Yeah.
And he, you know, and I think it's, he wants to bless us so much. He wants to be involved in everything so much.
Yeah.
But we have to ask him. You ask him. You have to throw off these religious mindsets that keep us from asking him, that make every, you know, sometimes we only talk about him, we only talk to him with issues of right and wrong or pain and suffering.
Right.
And he wants us to talk to him about all the issues. And that's so right. As I talk to him about everything that's going on, he's right there. He gives me ideas. I can't tell you how many times I've been in that affirmation spot and I get a solution or an idea to a graphic design problem or just something different. And so, it is. The program essentially is what it was. It connected me to Jesus in the context of my art.
Yeah.
Which, if you're an artist and you watch this, you already know you're unique. Chances are you are more emotional than the average person, or you were and you're holding it back. or there's massive sense of rejection or shame on you for art, you know, or you're just really sensitive. You really, you know, you don't fit the mold. And so to come into a group of people who understand that and then can also like come alongside you. So that's the other thing is Matt has come alongside me in so many ways, but there's a whole group of people who are artists of all kinds that come along to help encourage and connect and collaborate. I've had the opportunity to collaborate with several people in the mentoring group, and then we built friendships. But it had such an impact that I was selling it to everybody. I mean, because when I got in, there were I think 5 guys.
Yeah, yeah.
When I signed up, there were
many more now, but yeah, this,
there were like 5 guys, and I got emails from 2 or 3 guys, and we're like, dude, so I'm looking at this. It's like all women. They're like older ladies, some of them. Like, is this legit? Like, because I just don't know. No offense, ladies, but I was like, yeah, one guy, I said, dude, I believe in it so much. Like, I'll pay for half of your membership. So I paid for half of his membership so he could be in it. It's just so, so good. If you let God in the program, it'll wreck you in a good way.
It's amazing how this thing has developed. I think, you know, just looking over the years, even when I wrote Unlocking the Heart of the Artist, you know, 10 years ago, and I started getting asked to speak at these places all over the country and then internationally, and it was all painters. And I'm like, do they know that I don't paint? Like, I don't, why are all these painters coming? But it was like, that's who God used initially to bring. And it's like, same thing with the mentoring program. You get this group of people that initially kind of resonate with that. And then it starts to bleed out to everybody else where there's, you know, young and old from all over the country, from men and women, everything. And now it's crazy, yeah. But it's like, I don't know why the Lord chooses to do things that way. I'm always, you know, you have this idea of what it's going to look like initially, yeah. But it's been just a beautiful thing. And I just love your story because, you know, I think for all of us, it's like the dreams that we have in our heart, the thing that we think we want, you know, like you said at the beginning, I thought that, you know, really going after the Lord with my art meant fine art and it meant this or that. And it may continue to come out of you, but it's like the Lord's got a path for us on the way to the thing that we think is the thing. And that's just as much a part of our journey as is our seeming destination that we want. So
I think so. Well, and I think sometimes we have a box. Yeah. And we think it has to play out that way. You know, it's that same, you talk about that all the time, the box of the starving artist.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times that's why I'm a graphic designer.
Yeah.
It's because everyone said, hey, you can't eat. Right. But I have fallen in love with it, you know, and I know that I see doors of opportunity opening up. And so you grow in those things and you realize that it does look different. You know, and so I think it's about the creative spirit that God has put in us, whether we're textile or illustration or fine art or baskets, and using that to bring glory to his name.
Yeah.
And it's powerful. It's a powerful thing. So I am. I've been so blessed by just our friendship and getting to know you and being a part of the group. I have no plan to leave. As I go through the modules, I'm just staying here. It's been good. And, you know, that is one other thing that I want to tell people is what I love about the program is you can go at your own pace.
Yeah.
So
we're all busy, right? We got things going on and
Exactly. And it allows you to build but the cool thing about it is it removes comparison too. Right. And that's such a huge thing for an artist. So you probably became an artist in the first place because you love creating without all the judgment and the pressure. And the program allowed me to it's like, hey, I can go really slow and nobody's being like, hurry up.
Yeah, right.
I can process this part or I can go back to it. And it's just such a benefit having all of that. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, man, I know people are resonating with you, with your story and all that. So if folks want to check out what you're doing online with your graphic design business and all the art that you're doing, where's the best place they can do that?
Yeah, so graphic design is peelcreative.com or peel-creative.com. And then my personal website for fine art is philiportiz.com, or you can look me up on Facebook at Philip Ortiz Art. So I have this weird double project thing that's happening. Or you can just find me on Facebook in the mentoring program too. So you look me up. If you type in my name, Philip Ortiz, and you type in art or graphic design, I will pop up on Google. So
you're there.
I'm there. Somehow I'm there. So anyway, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Philip, for being on today.
Hey, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today on the podcast. Listen, I hope it's been a huge encouragement to you on your journey as an artist. Hey, also, before you leave, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the other episodes of the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. And also, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or at my website, which is matttommymentoring.com. Until next time, remember, you were created to thrive. Bye-bye.